like that if it wasn't a nice thing.
And if you don't think it's right for somebody to do something, but he does it anyway, then you say, now he shouldn't or he oughtn't.
Mostly he oughtn't have done it. He ought not have done that.
And if I ask you if you can do something and you're not, you don't want to say yes and you don't want to say no, you say, well, I...
If I try to do it, I might do it.
You ever say might could?
Sometimes you say I don't know.
If you slip and lose your balance, but you don't fall down, you say, oops, I
like to fail.
A penny is, some of these questions are going to sound silly, but what we're doing is trying to see how different different pronunciations work out.
How you can see how a fellow improving their language now?
Well, I'm not interested in how, really in improving, but I'm interested in how the changes come. For example, I say sausage. In Chicago, they say sausage. Well, I'm not going to change. I'm going to say sausage for the rest of my life. So that's the way that we're interested in. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is 10.
10 cents. That's what you used to call a long time ago.
He's lived here all his life, or if he just moved here, he's lived here, 2 years ago, he's lived here ever, you say, since.
Well, now, if a fellow has been 2 years, oh, I've been here since 68. Hardly.
How do you greet your friends on Christmas morning?
Well, all my days, people used to about a Merry Christmas, either Christmas gift. They're going to tell them 2 words you're going to use for the boy. The next thing, what Santa Claus brought you? A chilling way, still, what Santa Claus brought you?
They still say Christmas gift?
Yes, sir.
Do they?
They don't sure use that word right on.
Good morning, Christmas gift.
And then you get a gift.
Not all the time. These people come up and just couldn't help and say it. Just in some of them.
Been saying it too long, they can't help and sing
it. It just comes out. A wiener in a bun is called, children like them, you just put a wiener in a bun. So a hot.
Hot dog?
And Jesus' parents were Joseph and
Mary.
And our first president was George
Washington.
And if a man and woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get...
And married.
And if a man caught a cold, he's getting married. What you call that?
So-so
a horse.
If you want to send a message to somebody, you might sit down and write a letter.
Write a letter.
On Sunday afternoon, if you don't have anything to do, you might get in your car and just take a...
Call it school.
Something called a joy ride.
And when you were young, you either rode a mule or a...
Well...
Mostly walked.
I got up a horse to ride. Didn't ride no mules when I rode a lot of horses running around a horse. That's fast speed then.
That's real fast, yeah. And the parts of a tree that are underground are the...
The roots.
And you strike a match to start a...
Well, you start a fire. That's what's called a kettle.
And the soft, thick stuff that's in a chimney. Soft, thick stuff.
Well, they must call it soot. Now we call it smut then. Smut.
Milk, most milk, of course, just comes from a...
How do you get your first word then?
Most milk that you drink just comes from a
sweet meal.
Sweet.